In this episode, we're giving a big thumbs down to promoting your social media channels all over your radio station website.
This is Better Radio Websites, the podcast for radio professionals who want to see their website generate more traffic and revenue. Each week, your host, Jim Sherwood, and his special guests give you time-tested tips and secret tricks to ensure your radio station dominates digital in your market. Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. And I do appreciate you tuning in each week. These shows are created for you, and I hope they bring you real value. If they do, please do us a big favor and leave us a review for the show. It could help somebody else that's on the fence of checking out the show into making their radio station website better. And I'd also like to connect with you. Yeah, reach out at jim@skyrocketradio.com. Now let's get to the topic for this week, and that's to stop promoting social media profiles on your radio station website. Now, please don't get me wrong. I'm a huge advocate that every radio station should be on whatever social media platforms that their listeners are on so they can engage with them there, share out great content that really ultimately leads back to the radio station website so that traffic can be monetized. Now, when I say monetized, that could mean a variety of different things. It could be getting listeners to sign up for your newsletter so you get more subscribers, having them purchase station swag. Could be more sales, getting them to up the numbers on your station stream. That could be how you monetize it, or even getting more clicks and page views that you can sell out to banner ad clients. So once you have all of these visitors on your website, why would you want to send them back out to social media? Because you use the properties that you rent, like social media, to drive and build up the properties that you own, like your radio station website and your newsletter and your stream, that sort of thing. A few weeks ago, we had Seth Ressler from Jacobs Media on, and I loved his take on this.
You're renting social media, right? Meaning that, yes, you have a space there, but if the landlord, Mark Zuckerberg, decides to raise the rent, you've got to pay it. And we saw this in particular when he was getting, you know, called in front of Congress, and so they were making algorithm changes, and all of a sudden we'd see stations tell us, well, we saw a 50% drop off in our engagement with our Facebook page. What do we do? And, you know, the answer is you're renting. There's not much you can do there. That's like right. you're subject to whatever, you know, as opposed to your website, which you own, as opposed to your email database, which you own. The way I think of social media and its relationship to a website is very similar to the way I think of if you own a radio station and you put a billboard by the highway, right? The reason you want to be by the highway is because lots of people are on the highway, which is the exact same reason you want to be on social media. Lots of people are on social media. But the point of the billboard is not to hope that people drive by the billboard and go, oh, that's a cool billboard, right? The point is that you hope they see the billboard and tune into the radio station.
Right.
Well, by the same token, you hope that people see your stuff on social media and they don't just like it or comment on it and say, that's great. You hope that they click back and come to your website, which is the asset that you own. And once they're on the website, it's there that they can stream the station. It's there that you can capture their email address or they can enter a contest or they can click on a link that says advertise with us. You know, that those are the things that you ultimately want to do. You know, I see this all the time with radio stations where, you know, it's fine to have links to your social media accounts, but I see that big widget that like, here's all the things we just posted to Facebook. You know, to me, I went through all that work to get them off of Facebook to my website. The last thing I want to do is send them back. That's like going on your radio station and saying, hey, check out the great billboard we put on the
That's right.
Why would you do that? That's not the point.
You know, you may find that listeners will engage with you directly on these platforms and completely sidestep your website entirely. And that could mean real money that you're missing out on because hopefully you are creating content for your website and then monetizing it with banner ads and sponsorships and that sort of thing. Now, I get it. It's super easy to post everything to your friends and followers on social media platforms. It's often way easier than updating your website. I get that. I mean, a lot of radio stations regularly post news, promotions, and announcements directly to their social media feeds and hardly ever mention their station website at all. And those stations are really missing out whenever they do that. Most people don't realize that only a small fraction of your followers will see anything that you post on social media. Yeah, I mean, I follow several radio stations here in Mississippi, but only occasionally see a post from them, even though I know that they're posting every day. It's because I don't like every single one of them. So social media and their infinite algorithm thinks that, that all those radio station posts are not really relevant to me. If you had 10,000 followers, a single post that you make today might reach 10, 20 people. Yeah, out of that 10,000, because you have to pay to boost your post so it can be seen by many more. That's how they make their money. They also make their money from banner ads. And that means that, like us, they want to keep people on their platform a whole lot longer so that more ads can be seen. Facebook was designed by some of the world's best user experience experts, and their algorithm is especially coded to show you stuff that you like so you'll stay on their platform longer so you'll see more of their ads. Please keep this in mind, because once you drive someone off of your website to Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, whatever, then they're likely gone for the rest of the day. So instead of making these huge promotions about your social media channels on your radio station website, focus on what you want the visitors to do when they get there. Is that to sign up for a station newsletter, enter a contest, stream the station, or click on a major news story? It could be either or all of these. Here's some items to get rid of on your radio station website if you have them on there right now. Number one is social media widgets. This is what Seth referred to a while ago. And we've all seen these on radio station websites, and a lot of our clients have it on their websites as well. But I disagree with them. These widgets, typically in the sidebar, they show your latest tweets and your latest Facebook posts and stuff like that. But if you think about it, when a visitor clicks anything within that widget box, they're taken off of your website to the social media platform or whatever link that is, and they'll likely not return. And that's bad. And number two, even worse than the social media widget, are these huge social media page sections that take up most of the homepage. They're filled with Facebook and Twitter posts, and most often, some of the things, some of the elements inside of them, they don't load properly because they're not actually on Twitter or on Facebook. They're actually embedded, and so they don't look good at all. And they're filled by station personnel wanting to link every little thing out to their social media followers to be cool or whatever like that. But if you think about it, and think about it as a smart advertiser too, I would have trouble advertising on a website that was filled with nothing but reasons to leave. Because if I'm rotating with other advertisers on a particular page and right next to my ad is 20 reasons to leave the website, then you're not going to probably stick around to see my ad. And I want you to see my ad while you're there. All right. So have that mentality of the advertiser when you're wanting to put these social media things on your website. Yes, it's great to have a social media presence, but it's not good to have that be content on your radio station website. Also, you want to get rid of banners, so these large graphics encouraging to link or follow you on social media. Just like Seth Ressler explained earlier, why promote going back to the billboard that promoted the website? You want to keep them on the website as long as you can. One thing that you can do instead is, if you really want to grow your social media followers, we recommend including something like Facebook's like button on your site. And on your pages, this is a button that allows someone to like and follow your station page without actually going to Facebook to do it. It doesn't take them to Facebook or anything like that. If you're logged into Facebook, like in another browser, or if their browser remembers that you're logged into Facebook or Twitter, then it will automatically follow. You can automatically follow just by clicking a button, or unfollow just by clicking the button. It's Twitter has a follow button just like that. Also, it works really, really well, and it keeps visitors on your website. So that's a win-win right there. So how do you use social media on your website properly? Well, live events aside, you know that we preach everything that you do on social media should ultimately point back to the station website. You share all of your posts and pages and whatnot to Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social media platforms, and those are links back to your station website. That's where you want to monetize them. Showing icons on your website that link off to your social media properties, that's great, because it allows your visitors to know that you're active on those platforms, especially the ones that they are interested in, and you have links there where they can go and connect to you and follow you on those platforms. And keep in mind that when they get there, they're seeing your page. They're not seeing all the cat videos and everything like that that could take them into the Facebook deep rabbit hole and keep them there for days. Now, please don't confuse these buttons that we, you know, that link off to your social media properties with share buttons. Share buttons, typically at the top or bottom of pages and posts, they're a good thing also because they allow visitors to share your content immediately to their favorite platforms. Now, these buttons don't have anything to do with your social media properties. They are just there to allow folks to share your content on their platforms. These typically open up in a pop-up window or a new window, so the visitor doesn't really have to leave your website. Your website is still in another tab or still open below the pop-up. Wrapping up, think like social media channels. They do everything that they can do to keep visitors on their platforms as long as they can, because that's where their advertisers are. Your website is the exact same way. You want to do everything that you can that once you get them to your website to keep them there. Doing so will mean better SEO scores, more conversions. That means that the visitor did whatever you wanted them to do, like signing up for your newsletter, streaming the station, that sort of thing, signing up for a contest. And it could also result in more revenue for you being able to show higher numbers for all of those banner ad clients that you have. More page views, more unique visitors, more clicks. That's what you do in order to make more revenue with your website. Keep them there as long as you can. I hope this information is helpful to you. If so, please leave us a review. And if you need help with your website, reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Inspired by today's episode? Be sure you are subscribed and share this episode with a friend. Visit skyrocketradio.com/podcasts for more episodes as well as show notes for this episode. Need help starting or making your station website better? Visit skyrocketradio.com.